Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, all right.
All right. Hey, how's it going?
You know, I've been better.
You've been better?
Yeah, I can't find Pagu. Pagu's missing.
Oh. But you have been worse.
Which is weird because he's been tweeting still.
Are you sure Teal didn't take him?
No, I can see Teal. I'm worried that someone else took him. Like someone who knows me or something took him out of my pocket.
Or someone who lives in your house?
No, they wouldn't do that. But somebody else might.
Ah.
So I'm in the process of here's the thing. I don't know if you know this about puppets. But they don't actually exist on the material plane like we do, right? Like they are a spirit that then inhabits a puppet.
So are you telling me the way a puppet looks may not be the actual way that puppet's spirit looks on its own plane?
No, well, you know, that's a good point. Those are just
the clothes it wears so we can see it.
I think that what the puppet would look like, right, on the plane is an idealized version of the one that you know, the puppeteer wears on the puppeteer's hand, if that makes sense.
Are you separating the puppet and the puppeteer, or are they as one?
Oh, no, the puppet rides the puppeteer, if you will, like
rides it
like the voodoo loa ride the people they possess, basically. It's a possession. It's a type of possession. So the puppets, right, exist on the puppet plane, and they have, you know, a version of their form, right? And the first thing that they do is they put on the person's mind. They make the person create a vessel for them, right? And then
so
after the vessel is created, then they put the vessel on, and then
so you're saying there's no free will for the puppeteer. The puppeteer,
right,
is
the puppeteer,
the puppet.
The puppeteer is the puppet, exactly. Yes, you have it. That is exactly correct.
So, I know a lot of puppeteers that might not know that, might find that alarming, might maybe disagree with you.
Well, they can disagree with me all they want, but that just gives their puppet more power, you know. So the issue that I'm dealing with now, of course, is that I need to make a new Pagu in case the old Pagu never resurfaces.
Well, see, that's an interesting conundrum. Because if you make
yes.
a new vessel for Pagu,
yes.
while another vessel still exists somewhere on our material plane,
uh-huh.
how do they both coexist?
Well, it's because, and this is where I went before, the spirit, right, is the spirit of the puppet. That stays the same, right? The puppeteer who, like, for instance, when there's a new Kermit Frog, right?
I'm listening.
A new person who voices Kermit the Frog. There's a. It's weird, right? I mean, it's not exactly Kermit Jim Henson.
Right. You can tell.
Excuse me.
It may
but
sound.
Jim Henson used a whole bunch of different pieces to make him, right?
Yeah.
And by that, what I mean by that is. He used several different...
There were different versions of the puppet.
Versions of him, yes. It's always Kermit, though. And the prime puppeteer, right, will always be the favorite.
So
of the,
while we're doing the show today, are you making a new Pagu?
That is exactly what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know me well enough.
And
yes.
Now, going back to our literal plane, you don't know where you probably dropped the puppet somewhere, left him at work.
Yeah. Okay. So as we have established, I am a paranoid person, right? And you know me well enough.
Yes, I'm not saying that. Not saying you're a paranoid person, Paul.
You know me well enough, Ben. What do I assume?
I'm just saying, I don't know what anybody else is saying. Not.
What is my first assumption? You know this already. What is my first assumption?
Your first assumption?
Yeah. Hog is missing. What's my first assumption?
That somebody took him?
Exactly. Now, of course, you know, and then the mind searches for, well, who is it? Who's the person who did it?
And as I said before, it's probably, if somebody took him, it's probably somebody who lives in your house.
No, but see, they wouldn't do that.
You think they wouldn't do that, but they might.
The reason I think they wouldn't do that is because they know what an asshole I become. Pardon my swearing.
Gosh darn it.
When I get freaked out about this kind of stuff. And so they would not do it. That is not. But it's good that this happened now.
Have you looked in the car?
Yeah, I did. I did look in the car.
Under the seats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In the trunk.
Because, well, no, I didn't look in the trunk. But here's the thing. I always keep Pagu in my coat pocket.
Always. Everywhere you went, you had the puppet in your pocket.
Yep, that is exactly correct. And so, the fact that Pagu is not in my coat pocket is very troubling. And it's why, you know, I'm a little bit concerned. So,
it's
rather than freak out and miss the podcast and do all that, I am I am simply making a new vessel for Pagu to inhabit. And this will happen every time if it disappears. You know, you cannot. And also, you know, if somebody is a false prophet, if you will, or whatever, who completely, you know, makes their own version of Pagu to, make him like a bad dude or whatever. It's not going to work, man.
Well, you know, I bet you anything, Pagu probably fell out of your pocket somewhere along the way. Maybe Pagu's in a place where if you retrace your steps in your daily life, you'll be able to find it. Maybe he's in the aisle of a grocery store, fell out when you were fumbling for your keys or your wallet. So, you know, in that case, busboy or stock boy picked it up, saw it, threw it in the lost and found, or maybe threw it away. Or maybe he's just like underneath your desk at work.
Yeah, all those things are possible.
Or maybe he just went home.
Here's Ben, don't say that. His home is here with me, as we know.
Are you sure?
Oh my god. Is possible. But here's the thing, this is what I'm going to be ending up doing. You know, every time that I make a new version of Pagu, I'm going to be improving to a degree that Pagu will be, this Pagu will be the favored vessel of Pagu. So even if the old one does show up.
Well, you should make sure, I mean, that there is some sort of visual identification. You know, it does look improved to your eyes, but to the untrained eye, make sure that there, you know, Pagu Prime.
Yeah,
and
Pagu Prime is always, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get closer,
identifiable.
Closer to the idealized version.
Yeah.
Pagu. Okay, so. Well, that's gonna be interesting. Okay.
Well, have you other than your puppet drama? Have you had a good week?
You know, it's been all right. At work, my boss is gone.
Okay.
For right now, she is. I don't want to get too much into her personal biz, but she's having some form of surgery.
Okay.
And so I am taking over her duties while she's away. And it's
Wow, so you're the boss.
Well, I'm there, you know, she report, there's a big boss, right? And then there's her boss, and then there's the boss over that boss. So, you know, it's not exactly...
Well, I wasn't saying you were in charge of the whole company.
No. But I am doing. I have more responsibility.
Probably not signing paychecks or anything either. But
no,
more responsibility. Do you get boss pay during this time when she's away?
No, I do not.
Oh man, they should institute boss pay.
That would be great.
If you're doing the work of your boss while they're not there,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But it is temporary, so you know.
Well, boss pay can be temporary.
Yeah.
I'm making X dollars. I make X dollars normally. I'm doing for my Y job, but now I'm doing Y plus Z. So give me X plus Y plus Z dollars.
Yeah, you're preaching to the converted there, Ben. I would love for that to be what's going on. But unfortunately, as of right now, it is not the case.
As we know, pillars of society, business leaders listen to our podcast. So
yes, please.
They should institute the boss pay protocol. If nothing else, for the future generations.
And isn't it all about future generations nowadays anyway, Ben?
Sometimes.
And what are we, and by we, I mean you and me, what are we going to do for the people, Ben? Are we just going to see what happens? Here's my thought. This is what I'm really concerned about, okay? I think what's going to happen next is that we are going to be like, okay, so to give the, I'm sorry, let's give the listeners a little bit of context. Let's give Ben a little bit of context, too. Here's what I'm speaking about.
What's that pounding in the background? Give me some of that context.
That's Betty practicing her stuff. You know, she...
What, is she auditioning does, for Stomp?
No. But it'd be cool if she were. I totally vote her in. No, she's doing her drumming stuff.
Ah.
So no, but here's what I was running out as an idea, as a theory, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
We had a situation, you're well aware of this situation, where our newly elected Congress, right?
Yeah.
Was going to be voting to get the ethics committee gone.
Yes.
And this was the...
It wasn't to eliminate it, but it was to greatly reduce its powers.
Yes. And to explain for the people, because this is, you know, who knows how many people are going to listen to this and when.
No.
There are two different committees. One was a... You know, the regular oversight committee, and the other one was this independent oversight committee, and that was the big difference. That was the big thing that people were concerned about, was this new committee was independent, didn't have to report it to the senators and people like that first. They had their own, they could go straight to the police, basically.
Yeah, even for claims that, like baseless claims that weren't just anonymous claims.
Yes.
Just the coming into the department.
And that was the issue that a lot of people had, is they were like, well, now, you know, if we take these away, what is going to happen, you know, to whistleblowers? Because the idea, the good part about this was that they would be able to say, for example, hey, Senator so-and-so, who is a member of the, you know, oversight committee, is a bad dude. Senator whoever, who is a member of the Ethics Committee, I should say, is a bad dude. Whereas now that they're not independent, they're going to have to come to the Ethics Committee and say, or if this had gone through, they would have had to go to the Ethics Committee and get the Ethics Committee to sign off on them going to the police about a member of the Ethics Committee being a bad dude.
And it all seemed rather shifty because some of the congressmen who were behind this stripping of the Ethics Committee were members who were under review by the Ethics Committee.
That is correct. So and not then, cool.
So there's a thing, there's a tweet that came out from our president-elect, and then there was a large public outrage. And the congressman stepped back.
Yes.
And some news outlets were saying that it was because of Trump's tweet. Some were saying that it was because of public outrage, and people were calling their senators and calling their congressmen.
Yes.
The funny thing about Trump's tweet is that he wasn't lambasting Congress for stripping the Ethics Committee. He was saying they should not have done it so soon.
Yes, that is correct, and that was one of the issues that was brought up was that people were saying that look at what a great job he did of. Calling this out.
Yeah.
When in fact,
he was just like, chill. Just, we'll get to it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
They
have already did see this. I think this was today. Senate voted 51-48 to repeal Obamacare.
Wait, they already voted for it?
They voted to repeal it today, yes.
Doesn't mean it's
gone. Just means that the Senate is going to begin that proceeding.
One of the things that was really interesting about that, I'm sure you saw this, it was Rand Paul. Rand Paul.
I know.
Libertarian-ish kind of guy.
Rand freaking Paul.
Used logic and was like, hey, guys, let's not do this now. It was sort of the same thing. It was sort of, he was like, I hate it. I think he said anyway.
I did not watch his speech, but I did see that he was sort of calling the Republicans out for not having a replacement plan.
Yeah.
And saying that it's they're putting together a budget that will never balance.
Yes. Now, you're familiar with my wife.
I've
talked to you about her before. You've met her.
I have.
On several occasions. She is of the opinion that this, and by this I mean,
repealing Obamacare, will never happen. And her reasoning is this, that the insurance companies like it too much.
Well, I'm
insurance
not,
companies.
I'm not going to assume what how the insurance companies feel about it.
Yes, I understand that. But that's the basic idea, is that the insurance companies like it too much. And by like it too much, I mean that the way Obamacare finally passed, right?
Yeah.
They made a lot of concessions to the insurance companies.
Right.
This is how it's going to be. Liberal folks, like you, me, our friends, whatever, ended up disliking it. When compared to all the things that we thought it was going to be.
Right.
And so it got not defanged necessarily, but it was, it became less of a thing, less of a boon, less of a.
Yeah. I mean, ideally what liberals like you and me, most of our friends wanted was a single payer system. And
yes.
What we got was this system where we are forced to buy health insurance Though we can choose who we buy it from. That may go away. But we incur a monetary penalty if we do not have it.
Yes. Now, one of the things that I heard that was kind of funny was there was someone who was complaining because under Obamacare, he had to get off of his parents' insurance when he was 26.
Right.
And he hated that.
It covered you. It covered you up in, well into your 20s. 20 was 25. How old you could be? I thought it was like 23 or something, but I could be wrong. Because I am over 40, I didn't really pay attention to that part of the bill.
Yeah, me neither. But that's the point, is that what this kid maybe didn't realize.
A 25-year-old kid.
And yeah, I was going to say, and I realize that I'm calling a 25-year-old a kid, but what he didn't realize was that before, he never would have actually been able to stay on
right.
his parents' insurance for that long.
Right. I don't know how old you are. I think I was on my... I want to say I was on my parents' health insurance plan through college, but once I graduated, that came to an end. But I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, sorry. I'm painting Pagu's uvula right now. It's very, very tricky.
I saw an Onion article. Speaking of this whole repealing Obamacare thing, I saw this Onion headline. I don't know if it's current or not, but it was something to the effect of Republicans repeal Obama-backed bill that will deflect asteroid heading towards Earth.
Yeah. I didn't see that, but I can understand that that might be...
It's a funny, funny headline, and it's funny because it's sad and true.
It's bad and true. Okay, so here's what I've done, Ben.
Oh, God, what have you done?
I have painted all of the appropriate pieces that I would then glue into or onto Pagu. The issue now is that do I impatiently dry the paint with a hairdryer or do I
no.
let it go?
You let it go.
And the reason I think I'm going to let it go is I do not believe I have a hairdryer right now.
And you could also say you don't want to have a hairdryer noise on the podcast.
Oh, you know, in fact, Ben, what's funny is that I've walked away from the speaker because I have you in my ear, and now I'm closer, so people won't have heard some of what I said there.
So you put down your recorder and you just walked away?
Yeah.
That's not how those things work, Paul.
Not a lot, though. Just a little bit. Ooh, sound of a faucet. Isn't that nice? That's so nice. So, yeah, the basic idea is once I finish with this version of Pagu...
You'll find the old one.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then the two must battle.
to the death.
But no, so I've got the Pagu pieces painted. They're going to dry, and then I'm going to, reestablish the puppet.
Is there a seance involved in that? Some sort of
no, nothing like that.
You need to draw googly eyes on the floor.
No, but the hard part is going to be. Like trying to, and this is actually a really good exercise. I'm not going to lie. I'm not like happy that it happened, but, it is good that it happened because I have to think about, cause Pagu was really no thought went into making him.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And you know what they say, if you love something, let it go.
Yeah. Unless you build an entire like thing around it, in which case make another one.
You've built a Pagu empire.
I've built a
meaning he has a Twitter feed.
he has a Twitter feed, and, you know, I was going to start doing cartoons about him.
I have not subscribed to Pagu's Twitter feed, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah, I know, and it's too bad, too, because he's making a list.
Is he your political mouthpiece?
He is, in a way. It's funny how much Pagu cares about different political issues.
Right.
Much more than Giraffe.
Yes.
Was about to and then stopped. But yeah, the big thing about the difference between Giraffe and Pagu is that Pagu actually talks out loud.
Right.
And so the rhythm and cadence of his statements kind of have to fit, you know, a little bit more than Giraffe had to.
Right.
Giraffe was pretty pretty much... It's weird. He sounded a lot like me lots of times. whereas Pagu is his own kind of different.
Yes, we know. We know what Pagu sounds like if you listen to the last episode.
Yeah, it's so the new sock that I'm using. Here's the thing: is it part of the same pair? No, it's not. It's a different sock, but it is the sock I used for Pagu's Me at the beginning of 2016, Me at the end of 2016 tweet. So it actually fits better. But when I say fits better, I mean this body has already shown up, right?
Okay.
In that way. One of the reasons why I picked a black sock to use, and when I said no thought went into it, some thought went into it. The reason I picked a black sock to use was so that if this happened, I would be able to make another one. Now, the one thing that I do only have two of are the characteristic yellow button-up shirt things. But those can...
Puppet-sized button-up shirts?
Yeah, you know, Pagu is wearing this yellow shirt. You can't see it all the time, but he wears a yellow shirt sleeve. That's not always going to be around. So he might start wearing different outfits eventually so that it doesn't get tied to his overall personage.
Yeah, but he should change his clothes every once in a while.
This is the other... Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But then this is the other thing. If someone actually did take it in order to, like, freak me out or whatever, the best thing that I can do is not freak out about it, right? Making a new Pagu is better than going all over creation trying to find Pagu.
Maybe this is all a plan by Pagu to get a twin brother. Because when you were a youngin', and Pagu is by now, what, 5 days old? No, 10?
No, he's
14?
He was born on Christmas Day. So.
Yeah, okay, so... 11 days old. Then, when you were about 11, didn't you want a twin brother to have hijinks with?
You know, I can't say that I ever, did. I was afraid of a doppelganger pretty early on in my life, and I'm not sure exactly why, although I had a dream once. Where a version of myself in the mirror was trying to get out. That might be why. So
maybe you were just trying to get in, Paul.
Oh shoot! What? Maybe so. Maybe
I think I have a doppelganger here in Seattle because every once in a while I'll meet someone new and they'll say, "You look familiar."
And, well, you.
And either there's someone around here who looks like me, or I just have a really terrible memory of people I meet, which is also possible.
Or, here's the thing, you are a performer. It's possible that they actually saw one of your things.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I'm not in that many things. It's not like I'm all over this town.
Yeah, well, you are in...
I work hard to not...
Sure, the vampire's bunny slippers. For instance, wearing glasses.
Wearing glasses.
I did not at the time.
And I have found. So here's how ingrained some of my acting schooling is.
Yes.
When I wore those glasses, I decided that my character was going to have a gesture, because that's what you do when you create a persona. You create a gesture, especially when you're clowning. We did lots You and I did lots of clowning.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so I decided that the way my character was going to adjust his glasses was in a very specific way. He wasn't going to push him up on his nose with his finger or anything like that. He's just going to adjust them. And I found that just those 2 or 3 weeks of shooting 10 years ago, now that I wear glasses, that's how I adjust my glasses.
Okay, Ben. Let me tell you something that you're not going to like. And it's not about the way you adjust your glasses. I want to throw that out there.
But I'm changing the subject, Ben, because I've thought of something important I need to say.
Now, you remember how we had a discussion a while back about how I had to be more responsible about my part of the podcast?
More responsible. I don't remember this.
There was a, you know, I don't have many jobs. There's a thing, you only had one job.
You have one job.
I don't have many jobs, but one of those jobs is making sure that the batteries in my recorder are changed at 19 minutes and 23 seconds. My batteries conked out.
There,
what are we at now?
We're at 32 minutes, 30 seconds.
Okay. So, unfortunately, you are going to have to listen, and by that I mean you, the listener, who is listening now, is going to have to listen to me for some of it with bad audio.
You're just, man, you're just lucky that I still record you over the phone.
Yeah, right? And I didn't even know if you did, and I was about to say, you know, what are we going to end up doing?
We cut out a large swath, and this is a short episode.
That is a possibility.
There's
obviously
there's three things that I ask for the podcast.
Okay.
Well, the one is what you've mentioned, that the batteries can survive a full episode. Two,
and I'm back.
Two,
yes,
that you maintain a consistent distance to your microphone.
Oh, that, yeah, and that hasn't happened.
That doesn't happen. And three, there's no excessive background noise. I don't really get on your case too much about this, but there was an episode where you were, I think, opening a bag of chips.
Oh, yeah, I was eating a bag of chips.
And eating chips. And,
yes.
Well, I hope you just eat the chips and not the bag, but it was very much Paul sound effects eating a bag of chips.
Yes. In fact, listen really close, and you can hear Jennifer is putting ice in a glass.
Which is also why I call out things like, "Is what's that banging noise in the background?"
Oh yeah, that's an important thing. That was Betty rehearsing, and it was great.
Actually, speaking of rehearsing, I brought my drums to Annex finally, because I'm never gonna play them in my apartment because apartment.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's very conscientious of you.
Yeah, so I haven't set them up yet, but I'm looking forward to just getting on stage one day and just releasing a bunch of anger on my drums.
Nice. I feel as though that is a good thing for you to do also. Oh my goodness, here's something I didn't even think about.
What didn't you think about?
Well, right now Pagu is cardboard. Right? Glued onto a sock. I could make a Pagu that is made out of cloth entirely. No, Pagu wouldn't like that. See? That's an example. I was about to do it, and then I heard like a little thing in my head.
Are you sure? It was Pagu who wouldn't like it,
or was it
Paul
me who didn't want to
do it?
Yeah. Hey, who's to say, really?
Was she what? No, she's a little rich.
I could look in here and see.
They are not white.
Wait, what's happening? That, what's happening
that'd
now?
That'd be interesting.
Are you going through a junk drawer?
Oh, I'm looking at a box. I'm looking through a drawer. Yeah, but a bunch of cloth is in here. Just looking through it to see.
You would replace his mouth with cloth?
Yeah, I'd make a cloth mouth instead of a.
Well, then Pagu wouldn't have the characteristic clicking noise. Indeed, exactly.
That's why he wouldn't like it. This is exactly what I was thinking. I think he has to have it.
Could put a clicker in his mouth if that's important to him.
No, that's not. That's not necessarily good. It's also for. But the one thing that a cloth mouth would do would be to allow for a little bit more expression.
Which is also true. And he would be easier to pack.
Yeah, except that, I mean, the one thing I would say is that having the non-cloth mouth also makes packing somewhat easy because he's sturdier. There's less chance of being ripped and stuff like that.
Ripped? How hard do you use Pagu?
Sit-ups and abs. What?
How hard do you use Pagu if he's in danger of being ripped?
Oh, no. I just mean... yeah, I guess you're right. That really ripping wouldn't really be a big...
You just sew him back up. That's all you do?
Issue, yeah, yeah. All right, let me think about this now. I could do, what is it? Oh, this is a Coleman shirt. I could use this totally. Or this shirt here.
Now, where did you get Pagu's shirts? Did you get them from like a fabric store that just sold dolls' clothes?
No, it's Goodwill stuff.
Goodwill.
Yeah, Ben. Yeah.
What's that?
In this podcast, it's just Paul saying and walking around going, yeah.
Try to figure out what... For those podcast archaeologists who have dug this up in 100 or so years, to make up your own story about what Paul's doing while he's walking around his house.
All right, so...
Muttering to himself. Has he lost his marbles? Where are his marbles? Did you steal his marbles? Where'd they go?
Okay, so I could do that, and then... I'd have that like this, and I'd just
This doesn't
it's not as much of a
without visual aids.
This whole thing's giving me visual aids.
Hey.
That's a joke that we came up with a long time ago. And when I say we, I mean I did. But I blamed you for part of it, even though you didn't do anything.
Even though I don't even remember that one.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a funny little joke about someone getting AIDS visually from seeing something that was dumb. And it's,
yeah, no, don't
not
remember
worth it.
You're on your own there.
Legless, armless, holes in her face. you know,
whatever gets you hot, Tacoma's your place.
Hey, speaking about which, I told you this already. I met somebody from Tacoma. And I was like, it's rare to see someone from Tacoma in Illinois.
It's rare to see someone who admits to being from Tacoma.
Well, you know,
I guess if you're in Illinois, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Hey, wait a second, man. I don't like how this is going.
I'm just saying people in Illinois don't really know, how people feel about Tacoma around here.
Oh, yeah. That, I guess that's true.
You know, Tacoma is the I-5 equivalent. Tacoma is the I-5 equivalent of a flyover state.
You know what? I think you. You and I. I think we really did feel a little bit better about Tacoma than a lot of people. But we didn't want to drive all the way there. So,
no,
you know, who's to say?
Only wanted to go as far as Fife.
Which. You know, is which still
we eventually didn't even do because someone
that's right
forgot
oh, God,
a tape.
No. Oh no! It was me the whole time. I was the one who forgot the tape.
Did you forget it, or did you intentionally neglect
it? No, I did not. I did not intentionally forget it. It was really, truly me forgetting to do it, and I feel bad about it. But, you know, what are you going to do?
One great moment.
Not standing, go to Tacoma. That's really what you're going to do.
Standing out in the lobby of what was then Freehold East Hall Theater. Bruce is introducing us. We got this whole bit planned. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Goody, Ben Lawrence, you look at me go, said, I don't have a tape. Oops.
There
goes the entire bit.
It still hits me as one of the failures of my
of your administration
career. Yeah, of my administration. Yes, Ben, you're right. Of course. So, Ben.
Yes, Paul.
Did you ever want to be president yourself?
I think when I was a kid and the presidency was still this idealized position. Probably had those
then
thoughts.
Yes.
I never like, you know, when I was like 5 or 6 and ooh, he's the most powerful man in the land. Ooh, that'd be great to be in that position. But you know, once I got older and knowledge and cynicism set in, no, I would not want to be president at all.
Yeah, that was it kind of for me too. When I realized how many people would just not like you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if you want to run for any office, prepare to have every dark secret of your past drug up and splashed across the newspapers.
Yeah, no doubt. It's sort of like being on television. And by that, what I mean is, you think it's going to be really cool. You're like, oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. That sounds great. And then when you actually do it, you're like, oh, huh.
Why, Paul? Well, how do you have this firsthand knowledge? Were you on television?
Did we never speak of this, Ben? What I mean is, were we never to speak of this, Ben?
No, we spoke of it. We talked about it. You're just super cagey about saying what it was, though.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I was on television for a little bit.
Now, what sort of dreams were crushed by your knowledge of being on a TV show?
Just that, it was,
it would be daisies and roses and rainbows and the rest of your life would be bought and paid for.
Well, what I didn't realize about being on television is that just because you're on television doesn't mean that anybody will want to watch it.
Right.
Or, you know, if people do watch it, that they'll enjoy it, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's, you know, getting your TV show is step one.
Yeah.
And then there are a whole bunch of other steps, basically.
I think there's also a difference between getting your TV show and just getting on someone else's TV show.
You know, that's a really good point, Ben.
Yeah.
I really think that, that you understand... Whereas some people, you know, don't, even to this day, don't really get that.
Yeah.
And when I say people, even to this day, I mean people, you know, on TV, for example. You know, some folks get to it and they're like, oh, well, you know, all I got to do is get that one thing and then, you know, everything else will sort of fall into place, I guess.
Right, yeah.
That lots of times that everything else
I actually
does not fall into place.
I'm Facebook friends with one of the other cast members on the show, and
on what show?
That was on the TV show you were on.
Wait, which one? Which person? Can you? Let's try this. Can you do initials?
AM.
Mm.
She's also the lady who replaced you on the clip show.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Okay.
So
wait, how did you guys get to be Facebook friends?
I have no
through
idea.
That or
I think
different.
She friended me. I'd never met her, but she friended me on Facebook, and I knew who she was. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll accept this friend request.
Cool.
But she's no longer in the business either. She's going down a completely different career path.
Does it involve the outdoors?
It does.
Yeah, because that was even when she was doing that was, you know, just
part of
kind
of
her thing.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah. What I mean is doing the other stuff.
Yeah,
was just part of a fun little time she was having. She was always interested in doing that sort of thing, so that's cool. Good to know. Good to know. The other thing is that I realized what I cut out to do this mouth thing.
Was it something important?
Well, no, not that. It's just it was a little too small.
So he's got a smaller mouth.
Trying again. No, I need to recut it.
So he will have to speak louder.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see what the non-clicking Pagu would be like, and I still might bring the clicker thing back. I'm just for right now. I'm thinking that maybe. Well, I do have really small hands. You know, this is a thing. If they're not necessarily.
Not a lot of people will admit to that these days.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm hoping it gets me at least some consideration. If I'm like, well, your hands are so much bigger than mine, though.
I for one, welcome our small-handed overlords.
Ooh, yeah. I'll give this a shot. So, yeah, these are the. The shirts that I'm using for making, you know, the updated Pagu mouth were originally shirts that I... Oh, that fell over. Originally shirts that I was using when I was doing electrical work.
So are you cutting out sections of T-shirts to use as the mouth?
Yes. Well, I have a red T-shirt and I have a blue T-shirt.
Right.
And the blue is going to be his mouth throat part. If that makes sense.
And the red's his tongue?
Yep, exactly.
Gotcha.
One of the things that you and I share is a friendship with someone else who makes puppets.
Yeah.
And
I know a few other puppet makers.
Well, okay, so in this case, I am speaking of the man who is making puppets his, you know, a very large part of his life, and who happens to have been in the employment video that we asked about.
Yeah. Okay, now I know
who you're
talking about.
He did a really good job.
Yeah, he did.
And I just talked to him recently, and yeah, he's doing his thing.
He's working in puppetry.
Which is pretty cool.
He was getting like a master's in it too, but I think he kind of dropped that to get this to go work at this job.
And is it it's a puppet job too, right?
It is a puppet job.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So that's kind of cool.
Who knows where life will take you?
I know.
It'll to the take bathroom. You
to the bathroom all the time.
Because that's what life is. Life is just a series of things that happen to you between bathroom breaks.
Yeah. You and I talked about this, and I know that other people have talked about it excessively. But I think you and I talked about it to each other more than a lot of people talk about it.
What is that?
Which was the idea that people in movies, you don't see them using the bathroom as much as you probably should.
You don't. And when you do see someone in TV or movies use the bathroom, it's usually because something really bad is about to happen to them.
Yes. Paul F. Tompkins, who you and I both enjoy.
Yeah.
Has a whole bit about the splashing of cold water on one's face.
Right, right.
And then seeing something in the mirror.
Yeah.
How that's, you know,
how
never good.
Right, it's when the protagonist who is trying to catch a break, running from the monsters, just wants to take a breather in the bathroom, splash some water on his face. My favorite line from that joke is... that his bathroom in his apartment is so small for yes. for that scenario to happen where you suddenly look up and there's a scary monster behind you, the phrase "excuse me" needs to be uttered beforehand.
Yeah. It's good stuff. He is a funny guy.
Yeah.
And he is the kind of famous that I like to call awkward famous. And by that, what I mean is that he will by necessity, he will have to find himself in situations where he's like, you know, you may never have been in this situation before. I have been in this situation at least 50 times. I know all the permutations of how this may go. Don't like any of them.
Yeah.
Can we speed it up somehow? I've never been in this situation, but I can imagine. You know, so like, for instance, the big thing was a blow up. There lots of hurt feelings for me and friends of ours when Betty was at the Paul F. Tompkins thing. And she ran up and she was at the table where he was signing stuff.
Right.
I now am almost 100% convinced that that has happened to him several times in the past.
Yes, because kids do not know how to stand in line.
Exactly. And parents who are distracted or maybe don't care, you know, as much, or, and this is, you know, the issue that a couple of our friends had with me, are even permissive to this sort of thing.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, they're around here somewhere.
I don't know who
these... How much trouble can they get into?
I don't know who these friends are that you're speaking of, but a lot of people have opinions on parenthood.
Well, I will say this. The person in question was dating another one of our friends.
You're going to have to be more specific.
Well, just wait. And previous to this exchange, had gotten into a rather public and vicious online altercation, with Jose Amador, with whom I am, you know, familiar and friendly.
Right.
And having watched this entire thing go down, right, when I ended up blocking this person, I also blocked their boyfriend because I knew the next thing that they would do would be to get on their boyfriend's account and try to write to me.
I think I know who you're talking about. I don't know. I didn't see this online altercation between her and Jose.
Oh, that was bad. It was aha. You said her, not me.
Well, you mentioned a boyfriend. I know,
but we're in the theater, Ben.
Yes, but I don't know that many gay couples who would get into an altercation with you.
Fights with Jose Armendariz.
Not just who oh, wouldn't pick okay. with, but with you.
Yeah.
I
we don't have many friends that would actually get into a thing. But the thing is, I think that this person didn't think that they were getting into a fight. They thought that they were just having a little discussion.
They're just, yeah, naturally combative.
Yes. And so that's one of the reasons why I got off of Facebook. I was like, all right, well, screw that.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into these conversations. And then it also so happened that for my job, having a social media account was a liability. So
right.
It made it a lot easier for me to do that. Anyway, the big point I would make, Ben, is you never know what's going to happen.
Well, now I want to go back and see if I can find that. I'm assuming it was a Facebook argument or back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know if you can find it. I'd be interested to see how, since
Well, I'm not going to look too hard. This was around 2013, 2012?
Whenever I moved here, I had moved here.
October 2014?
Yeah, that's when I moved here. And the issue, the reason I say that, I would hope that altercation would have disappeared when I deleted my account.
Oh, was it on your Facebook page?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was on Jose's. Never mind then.
No.
It was just between
those
two. There
are two different arguments. The argument that I was in was the one, and this is why I was bringing it up, was the one with Paul Tompkins. The argument was that my daughter was a horrible person for doing that, and that I was negligent for allowing her to do it, and if everyone is saying how cute she is, she's never going to learn that was a bad thing.
Right.
Which I totally understand.
But that's not the one that I was...
But do not agree with.
Not the one that I was going to look up, because you mentioned that she got into...
No, that other one. Okay, sorry. That other one probably is still out there.
Yeah, see, that's the one I was going to go looking for.
Yeah.
Glad we cleared that up.
Yay! And I don't know. I don't know how long ago it was. That part. That might have been when we were still in Seattle, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah. Which is, like I said, so it's a little too bad, the collateral damage of blocking that other guy.
Yeah.
Who never did anything, who I didn't have any trouble with as a person.
I don't know if I ever have actually been blocked, but when you are blocked and you try to... comment on somebody's feed, is it just not the boxes aren't there for commenting, or you get a little dialogue that says this person blocked you? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I'm not sure what that other person sees. If they see anything.
If they see anything. Even.
But yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
I did install this Chrome extension.
Uh-huh.
That one of the things that it does is it's called FB Purity.
Hey,
babe, and
hey. Hold on, babe. Hey. Ben's talking.
It actually removes ads from your Facebook feed. Okay. And so you can use it to filter all those, like, so and so likes Mitsubishi, so here's a Mitsubishi ad. But one of the other things it does, which the thing that I installed it for, is because it'll let you know when somebody has unfriended you.
Oh, Ben, why would you ever want to know that?
Well, just curiosity, you know? And every once in a while I get to the office and I open up Facebook and it's like, so-and-so is no longer on your friends list. And this may be for a number of reasons. They could have blocked you or unfriended you, or maybe it's just something weird with Facebook. But I notice that it's not really consistent, because sometimes I will I'll see that somebody has unfriended me, and then... couple days later, I will see a post from them.
Huh.
So it's not wholly if somebody has unfriended you, but it's maybe they either deactivated their account briefly or for any number of other reasons.
Well, and I think it really is kind of interesting that thing that I've done a couple times, but other people, you know, it's kind of new for them. Where it's like, that's it. I'm no longer going to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they show up again.
Right.
Sometime. It's different on Twitter because I've done that several times.
I'm no longer going to be on Twitter.
And then what happens, of course, we've gone over this.
Come
is
back
that
to Twitter.
I come back to Twitter as a different...
It's our favorite game we play here at the Goody Lawrence podcast.
That's right. What is Paul going to do?
How long is Paul's Twitter going to stay active before he changes it?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is. I mean, we've had... Now, Lindy West, right?
Yes.
Is sort of a friend of the theater. Her husband, boyfriend?
I think they're married.
Has performed there several times.
Yeah.
And he's great. And she's, you know, a friendly, interesting person. I've never actually, you know, talked to her, but...
I met her once. Emmett introduced me. Introduced us.
Emmett Montgomery.
Yeah.
Obviously. And yeah, so, you know, it's interesting to see, like, because she ended up quitting Twitter.
Yeah, because she says it's only good for trolls, robots, and dictators.
Right. And so it's one of those things where I'm still on it, but I can see like her stuff, and when I say I can see her stuff, I mean I can see her point.
Right.
Because it is a thing that happens where you're like, oh man, I didn't get that. Sorry.
What did you do?
So I walked away from the
control, don't do that,
mic. So, but I can see I can see exactly, you know, her point. I can see what she's saying.
Well, you're...
Because there's a time where you're like, all right, am I really going to spend the time to talk to these people? Like, or can I just move on? Is it possible that I can just move on and I don't have to do this anymore?
Yeah, I think for you, you won't be able to move on. The thing about getting some notoriety, especially on Twitter, is that the signal to noise ratio goes extremely high.
Yes. As we've discussed, I believe we've discussed in the past, I once had a Twitter feed that had 3,000 folks on it, and 3,000 isn't really that many. I mean, you can imagine somebody who has a million followers how extremely annoying that would be, signal to noise wise.
Right.
And it happens, Ben. It happens to, like, Patton Oswalt, for instance.
Yeah.
Right. How that guy must.
Well, he's quit Twitter before.
Yeah. And for good reason. I mean, I've seen his, you know, the don't read the comments thing,
right,
that people always say. I've been on his feed when he's posted stuff, and for every person who says, "Hey, nice job," whatever, there are still more people who are like, you know, saying horrible things about him.
Yeah.
Especially since his wife died. They bring that up all the time.
Yeah, which
and
must
I don't
be
even
great.
I can't even imagine what that would be like.
I know.
So don't do it, people.
Yeah, people. Twitter trolls who listen to this podcast.
And I assume that
being
there
a jerk.
Are a lot. Yeah, being a jerk is not cool. People don't like it when you do that. And isn't that why you got on Twitter in the first place? To have people like you? Don't answer that.
I'm not going to answer that. Well, what I will say, though, is it's getting to be that time.
Hey, Betty!
What? Oh, sorry. I'm coming.
This will be just a second, Ben.
Does Betty have a Twitter account?
I do not. Yes, actually, Betty does have a Twitter account. It's just BGGP on Twitter. It's locked at this time. I don't know, because you can't actually have a Twitter account until you're 18. Hey,
so
Betty.
So you basically just saved the handle.
Yeah. So Betty, do you want me to put your Twitter account under your control, or do you want me to keep it?
Keep it locked until I'm old enough.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right.
Betty can still tell me to post stuff, and I will post it for her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're keeping it locked. Keep it locked, Betty.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. And Ben?
There is just a big hunk of amethyst right here.
Yeah, there's a big hunk of amethyst. I can take a picture of it.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I packed
dying.
It for you. That was one of the special things you requested.
That is absolutely correct. Oh, there was a question I was going to have, but I forget. I wanted to know if something had been packed or not, but I don't remember what it is. I'll ask you some other time. Oh, I remember what it was. You said that there was a box of stuff that I wrote or stuff that I drew, one of the two.
Stuff that you, a box of sketchbooks.
Okay. Can you look into that box of sketchbooks and find out if there is a book that's, it'd be a small black book, not many pages written in it, but it's a book of, is that sound the sound of you opening the box?
No.
Okay, just making sure. There was a book that I wrote that was basically, it was written by hand. And then it was about a magician who got turned into a book. It had sort of a Western theme to it.
Okay.
Just if you could think of it, look and see if you can find it.
That's a magician all. Who's turned into a book.
Yeah, who has turned himself into a book.
It's a small black book.
It's a small black book, that's right.
All
right. All right, thanks, Ben. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's next time I get the bike. It's underneath the booth. It's kind of hard to get to right now.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah.
It's a suitcase, right?
I'm making a really annoying noise.
Or is it a box?
It's in a box now. It was in a suitcase, which is why I missed it when I originally packed everything, because it was in the pile to take to Goodwill.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing. Wow, look at that. Hopefully it'll be good. If it's all a bunch of stuff that's dumb, I feel bad. But thank you, Ben. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
And I will talk to you later. Keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong, Paul.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye. Here we go. Yep, bye. Stop this.